This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning. It's cloudy. It's 23 degrees. Highs today in the upper 20s. We'll see some sunshine later. Right now, again, 23 degrees, but it feels like 17. A little bit of a light breeze out of the west. And we want to mention that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East Side or West Side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Okay. We've been talking about it a little bit this morning. You know, the megas are going a little crazy over the Hunter Biden pardon, which I just find
a little
hilarious.
Crazy. They're up in arms. They can't believe it. It's never happened before that a president has broken his promise, right?
Yes.
That's never happened.
Oh, he had a strong reason to make that promise, and then he went back on it. How could he do that? We depend on his promises. My goodness sakes, what politician has ever gone back on their promise? I can't think
of
one.
Not
ever.
One.
That's just ridiculous. How could something like this happen?
Jesus. Okay.
Oh, my God. So anyway... You know, the thing is, you know, we got to weed out all the liberals, progressives, and Democrats that are whining about this and just, you know, make sure that they shuffle off to the back of the room and not ever listen to those people again. All right. And then we move on and we start adapting to politics the way it is today. Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what we have to do.
We have to do that. And before we get to this important, important segment that I have on everybody getting upset over Hunter Biden's pardon. And I've got Megyn Kelly. I've got Rich Lowry. I've got National Review's Charles Cook talking about it. And you won't even believe their hyperbole on this. Let's get to Dick.
Yes.
Dick's been on the line for at least a half hour now.
So waiting.
I feel a little responsible. So.
Good morning, Dick. How you doing?
I'm just driving along. It's no problem. To him being pardoned, Hunter Biden, how can you have a problem with it? These guys moved the goalposts on what the parameters are for, you know, what he's up against. They've turned him into, you know, like a terrorist or something, for crying out loud. And then when you guys brought up the nepotism that's going on here, did you notice during the campaign that Kushner and his daughter Ivanka couldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole? And I think their whole ilk was, well, we're going to stand back just in case Dad does lose. But I'll bet you $100 they moved the cash register right back in the White House now that he got elected.
Oh,
what do you bet me?
Oh,
and as far as the nepotism, I mean, I think maybe he thought you said something about incest. Oh, excuse me. that would be something Trump would need know more about than nepotism.
Right.
He doesn't know what the word means. He just stacked the whole place with a bunch of cronies.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're still trying to get him to understand the definition of tariff, but that's not working either.
Mm-hmm.
So a few foreign dignitaries are trying to, you know, give him that lesson. Mexico, Canada, France, you know, just a few other people are saying, you know, if you do this, it doesn't matter. We have to wait and see here in the United States. Everybody that voted for him, we are waiting and seeing what happens when you put a tariff in place. Will the prices go up? You know, I'm just waiting and seeing. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's me. All right, Dick. Thanks a lot. And Todd and or Billy.
Yeah.
Todd or Billy is on the line right now. What do you got for us today?
Good morning.
Hey, this is Todd or Billy. I'm just feeling about this pardon that President Biden did exactly what I would have done, what I would have wanted him to do if I were Hunter Biden, and that is to say that I'm not going to pardon him, and that if I had won, I wouldn't have pardoned him. And if I were Hunter, I would have said, yes, I need to stay, you know, serve my sentence because the American people need to have faith in the system, and this shouldn't fall on my shoulders that I was unfairly singled out. But that's something I need to live with. And if I lost, I certainly would have pardoned him. This is what I expected would happen all along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what would have happened if Kamala had won. That's maybe a little different, but this is not news to me at all. This is what I assumed all along.
Well, I'll agree with you, Todd or Billy. I think that if Kamala had won, I think he would not have done the pardon at all. But I mean,
he wouldn't have. But maybe Kamala would have.
It's very dangerous. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But I think that it was dangerous to put him up against the MAGAs at this point. You know, he'd be at their mercy. They could probably charge him with other things as well, you know, with Cash Patel at the helm.
Oh,
my God.
That's a whole other story. Yeah.
It is. Okay. And, you know, everybody's, you know, talking about Kushner's father. But at the same time, Kushner is, you know, I think they're looking into the $2 billion he got from Saudi Arabia.
You think they are?
You know, he wasn't qualified to get that money, to have that job. I think that was the same argument a lot of people made over Hunter Biden and the money he made. But, well, you know, I guess, you know, we're not paying attention to that because the fire hose of nominations and ridiculousness from the right, well, we're kind of consumed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show you how consumed a lot of people are about that. Megyn Kelly, Rich Lowry, at the Wall Street Journal, National Review's Charles Cook all had commentary about this on Megyn Kelly's show. You know, they were just so upset over the fact that Joe Biden just can't tell the truth as a president. He's flat out lying all the time about the economy, inflation, energy production. And here's the other thing too. You know, Trump has made a big deal about...
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
We've forgotten.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
No one's talking about
they're
it anymore.
They're eating the cats.
Just faded
they're
into oblivion.
The pets of the people that live there.
Yeah. So... that is a big problem. So why don't we get to Megyn Kelly? And this is how Megyn Kelly and a group of white guys want to basically whitewash history for all of us, okay? Let's check this out.
Late yesterday, President Biden did something he and his media allies have promised over and over and over again that he would not do. This guy is an abject liar.
No, he isn't.
He's telling yet another lie.
What?
Which is that he doesn't lie to keep lying. Like, there's at every turn, he just lies.
It doesn't work.
Everyone knew he was going to pardon Hunter. We all knew that. You know, he's totally going to pardon him. He's a liar. That's all he does is lie. And he was in on his son's crimes.
So, no,
yes,
he wasn't
of course he'll,
in
he'll
on the
be
crimes.
Pardoning him.
The hell?
But the left is like, oh. And really kind of, I hope, yet another wake-up call to our friends on the left that they are consuming their news from the wrong places.
Oh, I don't think so.
You've been misled again.
Yeah, so some lies that politicians tell are irritating because you believe them, right? And then you're really disappointed when they turned out they were lying to
this
you.
This is Rich
Lowry. This is irritating because it was so blatantly obvious, right? And the honorable thing to do would have been said,
honorable.
Say no comment when asked about this, or I'm not going to address hypotheticals or whatever. Instead, they blatantly lied. It was part of the scheme. As it's soon as scheme. He considered it, what back in June,
they planned
he started
this.
Lying about it. So this, but it's typical Biden, you know, this great protector of our norms and the small the d Democratic politics has been a dishonest hack his entire life. So this is a proper and fitting coda to his sordid career.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
But the chutzpah of this statement, I mean, NBC News published a piece, a reported piece this afternoon, in which it suggests that Joe Biden had decided in June that he was going to say that he would not pardon his son, even though the plan was to pardon his son.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
It wasn't just that he lied about it and then changed his mind.
Oh.
The plan was to lie about it and then change his mind. You can look it up. Go read the NBC News story. That was part of the whole approach.
No.
And then he has the temerity in the statement that you just quoted from temerity. To finish it by saying, throughout my entire career, I've had one principle to which I have hewed, and that's to tell the American people the truth. So he says that in the statement in which he is announcing a pardon that he had said for 6 months, having planned to do so, that he was not going to pardon his son. I mean, you just could not write it. It's extraordinary. The whole thing is such a great example of corruption, and what makes it more
corruption.
Annoying.
That's what it is. Unbelievable. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Joe. She's on the line. What do you got for us, Joe?
Well, I think it's worth noting Washington Post summed up the lies that Trump had done during his first term, his 4 years in office, and that totaled over 30,000 lies,
yes.
Or what they called untruths while he was in office. So let's look at that vast array of lies. I'd like to spend a few minutes looking at one of his signature lies, if we might call it
sure.
that, and that was the promise in the previous administration that he was going to, quote, build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Okay, we're well aware that Mexico laughed uproariously at that idea and said, absolutely no way. And let us note how much wall got built with Mr. Liar President. That would be Mr. Trump of the 30,000 lies in his first administration. And in terms of the wall, he got 80 miles of wall built. Now, it's important to understand that 80 miles includes 47 miles of what is called primary wall and 33 miles of secondary walls, which is built to reinforce the first wall.
Right.
Otherwise, zero. He had 452 miles of wall that replaced existing wall. Now, you know, if you're building a fence and you're replacing your fence, do you describe that as new wall? No, you don't describe it as new wall. No, absolutely not. So let us look at that signature.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep.
Got to cut
it
in here.
Great point.
It is 7:19, coming right back with John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a gas!
WMD Hanks, 92.7. The John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Good morning.
Where you can hear.
Oh, right, that's nice. That's so classic.
What a classic.
Yeah.
From Mad Magazine. Just love that song. Alfred E. Newman.
7:21. Hey,
it was his only hit, I think.
Was it? Okay. Hey, Brittany Merlot joins us this morning with a look at weather. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Haven't been able to catch up with you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
You I gobbled till I wobbled.
good.
And then, yeah.
We caught your video. We caught your video trying to catch snow with your mouth.
That was cool.
But it was really nice.
No.
The music was fantastic.
Yes.
Beautiful. Did you see the lake effect snow video that I made? So I just did like a time lapse of that and I put some goofy song on there.
No.
And it was hysterical and went like semi-viral for me.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, the huge flakes that were falling, that was the cool thing, right? I mean, you could see that. Yeah.
Where was that? Was that on your Facebook or where was that?
Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. On my Facebook. And it was so beautiful. It was like a snow globe. And every time, you know, I made that video and then they got bigger and bigger. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, whatever. At least I got a few.
Why not?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I was one of those people that did catch that. Mm-hmm. So, look, we're really disappointed in Joe Biden for breaking his promise. So can you bring our spirits up just a little bit with a really nice weather forecast for the area here?
Yeah. What are we looking at today?
I'm going to try my best to make this as nice as possible. Let's see how I can flip this.
Okay.
DJ Flip Mix here for you. So we'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Some temperatures staying below freezing.
Well, that's good.
You can't make it positive. How do I make this positive?
Yeah.
30 degrees for highs. Mm. That's nice.
Yeah,
right?
That's
three
good.
Out in front of it. And you're going to miss the light snow that's starting up again. You're not going to see that until at least tomorrow.
That is good news. Okay. All right.
How much snow are we expecting tomorrow? What are you talking about?
Honestly, just a trace to about a half an inch.
That's what we've been getting here. Yeah.
Just little doses.
Is it all going to be snow or could it be snow mixed with rain?
Ice or rocks?
Rocks.
Or frogs. Frozen frogs falling from the sky.
Dear God, boulders falling from the sky.
Oh, no.
Cats and dogs and everything. It could be a little mixed because high temperatures tomorrow will hit above freezing into the mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So you're warming up a little bit, but they're going to be crashing fast. We're going to have those winds really pulling out of the northwest, gusting around 40 miles per hour.
Oh, no.
So I know it drags us right back down to the single digits for Thursday morning.
Wow.
Man. Well, I guess winter is already settling
in.
I
guess we might as well get used to it.
Okay.
We'll have to get used to Joe Biden lying to us. So
do we have to?
Okay.
I'm going to beat this to death. You know, this
is
so ridiculous. This whole controversy about the pardon, I just can't get over it.
All right, Brittany.
All right, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And keep those videos coming, okay? We love it.
Will do. Will do. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
You know, here's the thing about, the pardon and Joe Biden lying is that, well, didn't you know that Biden is incoherent?
What are you talking
He doesn't know
about?
What he's doing. He's an idiot. You know, he's old,
saying?
Fragile. He doesn't remember things. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we've been keeping this a secret on the left for a long time.
Okay.
So he's incoherent. So give him a break. You know, he didn't know what he said before.
Yeah.
All right.
Sleepy Joe, demented Joe.
Yes.
You're telling me that's actually what he is?
The right was saying, the megas love that.
Oh, they must be correct then.
So I guess they're right at this point, but except now they think he's coherent, he's lying, he's plotting, he planned this. This is a conspiracy.
Well, Trump never had any lies at all.
Well, that's true, and I know
few. They made a count of them over the years.
He did have a lie.
Several.
Yeah.
What was it, 30,000? Is that the number?
Over that.
30,000 lies or untruths.
Right.
That was counted by the Washington Post.
Right.
Right.
So it was.
So that was more than one.
So the funniest part of Megyn Kelly going crazy over this.
Right.
Oh, that Joe Biden lies. That's all he does. He lies all the time.
All the time.
You know, it's like, well, a little bit of projection is okay, but you get the award. Oh, my gosh. We got a few comments here. Let's get to that.
Text line here.
Yeah. John Mishler out in Elmore, thank you for listening this morning and your comment. Wow, wish your show didn't suck. Okay. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you for that. appreciate your comments.
And Mark, of course, this is a good addition. I'm glad you thought of this, Mark. Didn't Steve Bannon cheat people raising supposed wall money and Trump then pardoning him for that crime?
Oh, that's right.
He raised all that wall money, stole
didn't go for the wall.
No.
He took it.
Yep.
Put it in the bank account.
Got convicted for stealing it and
went
then got a pardon.
Yeah.
Oh,
from Trump. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a plot.
It was
They knew that was going to happen. And then Scammon and Trump both plotted to give him a pardon later on.
Mm, mm.
So, I can make up
so
that stuff
okay.
too, Megan. Yeah, I can certainly create stories out of thin air.
Megyn Kelly. She was started with Fox.
Yeah.
And then she got a big contract.
Sexual harassment and then left.
Right. Yeah. And then went to NBC. She was had a big show there that didn't work out very well.
No one
wanted her there. The show failed.
Well, she's obnoxious.
But she's got a podcast now,
she's
right?
She's got a very popular one.
Is it?
Actually, it's pretty nice looking.
Yeah.
The set. It's
very slick.
Audio, everything. Yeah. Sound quality.
Is it in focus every day?
You know, it's in focus as well. And
that's
I know
a big thing with
me. You care about focus.
If it's not focused, I don't want to watch it.
A lot of people don't know it, but when I did my movie reviews, I'd always ask you, well, what did you think of the movie? So, well, I was it in focus?
Ah, those were the days.
Yeah.
I'm always worried about the sound quality and the focus.
I know.
Yeah. That's important to
me. But, you know, with the lounge chairs now and the sound, great sound quality.
It's you really don't have to worry about that.
Atmos.
Yeah. Atmos. I still don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
No, I mean, I know it's
atmosphere.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a Dolby atmosphere in the theater every day.
Learn something every day. That's good. Okay.
Well, you don't care.
By the way, have our guests arrived yet?
They have not.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Well, we'll be on standby here then.
Maybe they were having an issue and they couldn't make pizza for us this morning.
By the way, there's no standby. We've got stories stacked up. So
all right. Good enough.
We'll see what happens.
We will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning right around the corner here on 92.7 WMDX.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take a shower, brush your teeth, walk the dog, kick the cat. Mornings with John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX. We can't say that. We can't tell people to kick their cats.
No. We don't want to tell them to kick the cat. Why would we?
We would not do
especially
that.
Especially on a day when we have the Dane County Humane Society here. Not that we would ever recommend that, but especially today. Let's pull that one. Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
Well, we got a nice story from Mark out in Prairie
du Sac. Yeah, what does he have
to wrote say? This, you know, about our little pet fiasco here in the studio. Didn't have that. He said, I have a soft spot for all dogs, but a special spot for Labs, my yellow one. Was at my feet now. When I met him, when he was 6 months old, I knelt down. He came over, sat down, and started giving me kisses on my chin. Had me at hello.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. You want to read that next one from Doug in St. Francis over by Milwaukee there? Yeah.
RFK Jr. has adopted MAGA to
He's adapted.
MAHA.
He's adapted.
Okay. And make America healthy again.
Yeah.
Make America laugh again. Mala. Make America wake up again. Mawa. I don't know.
Make
America listen to John and Gordy again. Malta Jaga.
Malta Jaga. Thank you, Doug, for those comments.
Should have reread that.
Okay. Can send us a text at 608-879-8255. Or call us, 879-TALK.
Here's an idea. Colbert suggested that Biden should pardon some of the January 6 folks. just drive dumpster fire guy bonkers.
Really?
And he really should. That would be crazy.
Yeah, what if Joe Biden just becomes the leader of the MAGAs now?
Yeah.
Little reverse psychology here. What if Biden becomes Trump, so then Trump he's got nothing.
He out-Trumps Trump?
Exactly.
Wow.
Perfect.
I don't think that's going to happen, but okay.
Perfect. All right. Okay. And let's see here. Liar face.
All right. And,
all right. Here we go. I want to get to this because we talked about this while we're on the subject of pardons.
Okay.
Chris Christie had a comment about Jared Kushner's pardoned father as ambassador now to France.
Now,
right?
This was a while back, right? This comment from Chris Christie.
Yeah.
I think this was a couple of years ago.
Right.
But that's when it happened. And Chris Christie was the prosecutor, wasn't
well,
he?
Well, I don't know if this was said back then, but let's listen to Cut 19.
All right.
Regardless. I want to talk about Jared Kushner, because frankly, it comes down that he's the one who fired you, right?
That's what Steve Bannon told me, yes.
And you believe that?
Sure.
Right. You believe that because there's history between the two of you.
Between me and his father, not between me and him.
But you can understand why he takes it personally.
Yes and no.
Would you separate your experience if your father had been put in jail from the prosecutor who put him in jail?
If my father was guilty, I would. Mr. Kushner pled guilty. He admitted the crimes. And so what am I supposed to do as a prosecutor? I mean, if a guy hires a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law and videotapes it and then sends the videotape to his sister to attempt to intimidate her from testifying before a grand jury, do I really need any more justification than that? I mean, it's one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes that I prosecuted when I was U.S. attorney. And I was U.S. attorney in New Jersey, Margaret, so we had some loathsome and disgusting crime going on there.
Yeah, I would think, right?
See The Sopranos? Real life there.
Yeah, yeah. So, that was a while back. But you got to understand that, you know, that's a really loathsome thing to do.
But now he's going to be ambassador to France, Jared Kushner's dad. So all that's in the past.
A lot of goodwill
to
France.
Nothing to look, nothing to see there.
How do you get a gig like that? I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
You know, talk about crooks. I mean, you know, this administration is just loaded with people who have done things wrong. You know, have been accused of sexual harassment, rape, whatever, you know, admitting to it. And now they're going to populate our government. And the funny thing is, the Supreme Court defanged Congress. They made them, you know, kind of second runners up to the president at this point, because in the reversal of the Chevron doctrine, which gave department heads under the administration, now Trump's administration, those individuals used to have sway over regulations and rules of the departments.
Right.
But the Supreme Court said, nah, not anymore. Now the courts can take it. So now Trump really, even though he puts these people, these crazy people in place in these department heads now of our agencies.
Dash Patel.
Yeah.
Helmsman.
They don't really have any say because the Chevron doctrine neutralized everybody.
Yeah.
So they can't say, well, we have this rule. We have that rule. You can't break this rule. They can't do that anymore. They'll get sued and it'll go to a court and the court will make the decision for them. So, again, this is total chaos.
Yes.
Whatever the Supreme Court has done with, you know, it's all crazy now. And who's going to know who's in power at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Just an aside. But I just wanted to bring this up because according to a report submitted to Trump by several of his attorneys, Trump advisor Boris Epstein ask potential appointees, get the, I just love this, to pay him in order for him to promote them for jobs in the new administration.
Wait a minute, what? Say that again.
Epstein is an advisor to Trump.
Okay,
and
yes.
According to a report submitted to Trump, it seems like Boris Epstein asked potential appointees to pay him for promoting them for the jobs in the administration.
Yeah, he was taking some money on that.
Yeah. Epstein sought $30,000 to $40,000 a month to promote one person for the Treasury Secretary.
Well, they figure he's got the, they got the money, you know. They want the job.
Seems it's like his promotion commission.
It seems like
what he deserves.
Seems exactly. Wrong. Seems wrong to me. I don't know. Where am I coming from? Or this
pay
is
pay to play.
This is the guy who coordinated legal defenses in Trump's criminal cases, and is under indictment. By the way, Boris Epstein is under indictment
That's
in Arizona
right.
for trying to overturn the election results.
Well,
all right.
So Epstein
shook down what. One defense contractor for $100,000 a month. He didn't feel guilty about doing that, did he?
No.
Yeah, one defense contractor. And by the way, the contractor did not go along with that. But now they fear retaliation for not having to pay the $100,000 a month for a defense contract.
You know, we haven't even gotten into Cash Patel.
No,
Mr.
Cash
the
Patel.
Cash Man.
Oh.
He is the Cash Man.
I got, you know, I've got so many voices piling up with Cash Patel that I'm waiting for one. I want to make a feature out of it.
The Cash Patel feature?
This guy
really?
Is just scary.
He's shameless.
When he, you know, I just visually,
yeah.
And I don't try to go by visual, no, but this guy just is scary to me when he talks.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But he's got all kinds of ways to make some money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Selling stuff left and right.
T-shirts. He's a marketer. He's got the boots.
We want him the head of the FBI. That's it.
But everybody in the administration has some kind of product
They've
line.
All got stuff. Again, yeah.
And
it's all about the merch.
Yesterday, we suggested that if they do abandon the FBI building, they should turn it into a little mall and everybody can sell their.
Yeah.
Swag
yeah.
in the mall.
Why not?
For the administration.
You got a lot of buildings there that are going to be empty. Might as well just open up, you know, merchandising.
It's a funny thing. I saw somebody in the news yesterday refer to the $100,000 watches that Trump is selling.
Yeah, what happened
right?
to those?
And still, the media still haven't caught on to one person who made a very, very important comment about it or observation, and that is that those watches may never get made. In the offer to sell those watches, they say they may never be shipped.
Right.
Okay. So
details,
when you see that, you yeah. know that this is just a payoff. If foreign dignitaries and countries want to pay Trump, all they have to do is pay him $100,000 for the watch, but it never gets shipped or manufactured. No one's making that comparison. I think it's so obvious. Please. It's driving me crazy.
Just
really
a money
is.
Grab.
Yeah.
Every day is a money grab.
Every day. Yep. Now, and now the billionaires, you know, they have this thing going. They don't believe in the mainstream media anymore because a lot of these billionaires were stung by DEI, putting DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, into their company formulas. You know, they want a lot of, you know, if they're international, they want certainly a diverse group of people representing them, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, but now they can't do it, and now they won't do it. Now they're, you know, getting rid of DEI, yeah. And not only that, they won't even appear in the mainstream media anymore. I know. It's...
can't keep... My head is just spinning.
To break into the unusual circle of influence that surrounds Trump... Chief executives are discussing whether to try to secure an appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, good God.
They are buying the Trump family's cryptocurrency tokens and emailing tips about spending cuts to Vivek Ramaswamy. Some lobbyists are instructing companies to scrub their websites and corporate policies of language that favors Democrats. And instead tout GOP-friendly issues such as job creation. Are these guys selling their damn souls to the devil? Devil's having a great time with all of this stuff. This is crazy stuff, right?
It is.
And listen to this. They also, not only trying to get on Joe Rogan's show, if they can't get on that, which is overbooked at this point, the Jordan Peterson podcast has piqued interest.
Is no he related
relation,
to you?
No relation. This is a pseudo-intellectual that just makes stuff up. He's crazy, and he's an idiot. But now they're, you know, the corporate billionaires are thinking, hey, let's be on Jordan Peterson's show.
Never heard of him.
Well, I'll have to play something on this program and introduce everybody to Jordan Peterson. It's crazy. My guys have turned me on to him.
Your boys?
Yeah. They look at his podcast because, you know, a lot of the college students are looking at this stuff and laughing, and they can't believe what they're hearing. There is less desire to talk to traditional mainstream media, these billionaires say. One public relations executive said, business leaders have met with staff from the Daily Wire. No one wants that, do they? But now they do. The media network that includes conservative podcaster Ben Shapiro, who is another pseudo-intellectual. Scott Bessent, Trump's nominee for Treasury Secretary, went to Steve Bannon's war room, which remains deeply influenced in Trump world, to talk about the economy, pledging to cut regulations and government spending. It's all crazy. This is a government for sale.
It just
is. And bribery.
And they're not even in office
No.
yet. They're just raking in the dough beforehand.
These are stories before he gets in.
Before he's actually taken the oath of office.
Is there any kind of warning system that we have? No, like red flags just spring up?
Anything goes now.
Alert
signals?
It's
just all the guardrails are down. Yeah.
No, that's an idea right there. That's another drop-in idea for the program.
What
right? Some kind of a emergency signal. every time we have one of these crazy stories, you know, we should just have, you know, the alert goes off.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Could we?
Workshop that.
Workshop that.
Yeah. Running around the table, see who salutes. Yeah. Get that going.
Mehdi Hasan, who was at MSNBC, he's out on his own now, and he does a great program.
Who's this?
Mehdi Hasan.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. He said this. A reminder. It's not liberals saying Hegseth abuses women. It's his mom.
I know.
It's not liberals comparing Trump to Hitler.
No.
It's his vice president. It's not liberals calling Musk a liar and a racist. It's his own. It's his own child.
Yeah.
For the record.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yes. Elon's kid.
These are the closest people, and they're calling these people these names.
Yeah.
It's not
we
me.
We should.
It's not us.
We need to
it's
focus
not this
on
program.
That. Yeah. All right. Okay. 7:49 when we come back, leftovers, this, that, and the other, odds and ends.
Like that wasn't.
I know. We've got more of it.
We've got more odds and ends.
Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about the billionaires avoiding the mainstream media. Now they're just, you know, going directly to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump.
It's all out in the open now. They're not like, hiding anything.
I know.
The graft,
the super
the corruption.
Villain of the 2020 election, Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerbucks, made it down to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump.
He went down
They
there.
Had dinner. Yeah, it was a wonderful time. Oh, they just loved themselves. Could we listen to Cut 14? This is Brian Kilmeade.
Stephen, real quick, Politico is reporting that Mark Zuckerberg was at Mar-a-Lago today meeting with President Trump. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that's correct. And Mark Zuckerberg has been very clear about his desire to be a supporter of and a participant in this change that we're seeing all around America, all around the world, with this reform movement that Donald Trump is leading.
Oh, the billionaires.
Mark Zuckerberg, like so many business leaders, understand that President Trump is an agent of change, an agent of prosperity.
Right.
And so business leaders, CEOs, everywhere, they want to be an element, a supporter, a booster of making our economy prosperous, delivering for American workers, and making sure that America is the most powerful, wealthiest, freest nation on the face of the earth. So we'll see what comes of that. And Mark, obviously, he has his own interests, and he has his own company, and he has his own agenda, but he's made clear that he wants to support the national renewal of America under President Trump's leadership.
Wow.
Good. It's good for the president. and he turned the page with some talk show host on another channel, and he might be maybe getting over the fact that Zuckerbucks really impacted the 2020 election.
Yes, bring that up.
In the battleground areas.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, by the way. That was nice of him to do that. That was Stephen Miller, who is, yeah. I think what he said there just speaks for itself.
Okay.
Wow. Talk about an ass kisser. Let's just get into this a little bit, because maybe a lot of people don't know this about Zuckerberg. There's a Meta drive now to put deep in the ocean a $10 billion subsea global cable to dominate internet traffic. Meta, Zuckerberg's company, already co-owns 16 subsea networks. Now, Meta will reportedly be the sole user of this global internet cable they're going to lay around the Earth. It's actually going to be around the Earth.
This is happening.
They're planning on doing this. And the problem is, and I talked to my kid about this, but he said, they'll have people on that cable network as well. Apparently not. He didn't know that Meta's doing this all by themselves. They're going to be the sole user of this cable that surrounds the entire globe. And it's very expensive to put in.
All around the globe.
Yes.
Underwater.
Yes. It's a giant W, and it's in that shape because it goes to all these freer markets. Okay. So there's no threat that they're going to rip it up or anything like that. Russia's already, attacked some of the cables in the ocean. So they're going to put these in freer areas. So these are going to have a global cable network owned by Meta. Okay. Now, that's bad enough, right? This guy's going to really own everything.
Okay.
But here's the thing. What about the time Zuckerberg says, I'm retiring. I'm selling Meta.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon is out there with a little more cash. He's turned X into some kind of, major propaganda network. And he's making billions of dollars. He could buy Meta.
He could
buy this global cable in the oceans and have sole ownership of it and spread his cancer global wise.
But he's got the space link or what?
He does. That's not a fast link. It's kind of slow. Yeah, the low flying satellites.
Satellites. Yeah,
for internet.
John, I think we're just going to have to go back to using like carrier pigeons.
Well, why not?
So Zucker's already working on
Zuckerberg, they're already planning.
Don't they have to have the ocean rights, or is that just open sea for everybody?
I have no idea.
How do they put the cables out?
Who's going to dive down 3 miles to the bottom of the ocean and pull up the cable?
The only reason they're not doing it right now is because there are the ships that lay this cable, they're all booked already. And they're already laying cable for other networks. But once they get these ships in place, they're going to lay this cable around the globe, and Meta and Zuckerberg is going to own this exclusively. And anybody could buy it in the future, and it could become a global network for Hydra. That's the villain in Marvel Comics.
So he went to Mar-a-Lago, Mark Zuckerberg,
yes,
to kiss the ring.
Kiss the ass.
Did he let Trump know about this thing? This is common knowledge that happening?
That I don't know, but yeah. Something this big, this global, it could be a part of it.
All these bazillionaires are going down there and just they want their time with Trump.
I predicted this. This is like the this
you.
Is this is I did.
Nostradamus.
No one else
of the
no
Midwest
one else predicted this. But I thought if Trump got back in,
this
would be a taking. This would be that one moment where the billionaires and large corporations would just swoop in and take it all when they can.
Yes.
And this is it.
It's open season.
Yep.
Yep. That door is open to all the gazillionaires.
It is open.
Come on in.
Wide.
Yeah.
Except to us.
Well,
I know John and Gordy in the morning is pretty damn popular.
But not like Zuckerberg and Elon.
Yeah.
Elon's still at Mar-a-Lago calling the shots?
Well, probably.
Behind the scenes?
Probably serving up, tea or something.
No. God. Okay, well, we are all out of time for today, but
we've
tomorrow,
dissected the politics here on the show, and everybody's happy now.
Mike McCabe joins us tomorrow. Stephanie Miller is next.
Yes.
Have a great day. Talk to you first thing in the morning.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay. So long.
Bye now.
It's Giving Tuesday. Give.
Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.